Hold on to summer with WBEZ at the Evanston Folk Festival this weekend. We're hosting tent talks with folk artists Bonnie Kolak, Sam Beam, Roseanne Cash, and more. Info at wbez.org/events.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago had its quietest April for murders in more than six decades. The month ended last night with 19 murders, the fewest of any April since 1962. That's according to a WBEZ analysis of CPD and city data. Chicago seems on pace to hit Mayor Brandon Johnson's goal of fewer than 500 murders this year. That would be the lowest total in a decade. Johnson spoke on safety this week.
It's not just about more police officers. It's not about just simply better technology, which all of that plays a part, but it's also about making sure that we're taking the full force of government towards creating safer communities.
Johnson says Trump administration cuts to violence prevention programs will have public safety implications. Protests are planned across the country today in recognition of May Day, also known as International Workers' Day. The demonstrations in Chicago will push back against what protesters call the billionaire takeover of the federal government. Miles Kampf-Lassen is the senior editor of In These Times magazine. He tells WBEZ's Reset that Trump's executive order aimed at defunding sanctuary cities has fueled local workers' anger.
This is the same time Chicago has been at the forefront of saying, no, we are a welcoming city. We are not going to, you know, have our local law enforcement conspire with ICE agents. So I think it's incumbent on those who believe in the rights of workers to protect all workers, you know, especially those from immigrant communities.
In Chicago, tens of thousands of protesters are expected to gather in Union Park this morning before marching to Grant Park. Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle is in Springfield pushing reforms for the Chicago area's transit systems. There are competing proposals at the Capitol to address safety, governance, and a roughly $770 million budget shortfall. Preckwinkle says she's working closely with State Representative Eva Dina Delgado, who has a proposal to consolidate CTA, PACE, and Metro Service boards into one newly created agency.
We believe that we have to have an integrated, comprehensive, accountable system, and that's not where we are at the moment.
A competing proposal leaves the agencies largely intact and gives RTA power over scheduling and fare collection. It also mandates a dedicated transit authority police force. Lawmakers hope to figure it out by the end of their spring session a month from now. Lindblom Math and Science Academy on Chicago's South Side is celebrating one of their teachers for winning a big award. Nick Anaya started off as a volunteer at Lindblom, assisting in the school's robotics program back in 2008. Over time, he left his professional career as an engineer to teach full-time. At a packed auditorium yesterday, the school celebrated Anaya for winning the Golden Apple Award for Excellence in Teaching. Anaya says he enjoys teaching more than working with adults.
You start off with things that aren't going so well, and by the time, you know, they're ready to graduate, they've got amazing skills. And so that being, in many ways, a lot more rewarding than working with old people.
The award comes with a $5,000 check. Some more things you should know today. The Trump administration has cut $12 million in AmeriCorps grant money, meant to go to Illinois nonprofits, government agencies, and other organizations. The funding was intended for groups that include the Greater Chicago Food Depository, the Boys and Girls Club of Chicago, and the Girl Scouts of Greater Chicago and Northwest Indiana. The Illinois Department of Human Services calls the federal cuts cruel and says they will hurt 25 grantees in the state. A proposal to allow Chicago police to impose immediate teen curfews anytime and anywhere in the city is stalled after an outcry from civil rights groups. The proposal was held in committee after hours of debate, where supporters and opponents expressed a need for more time to consider the legal questions. Groups including the ACLU of Illinois call the proposal overly vague and say it would invite costly legal challenges if passed. Co-sponsors would like to see a vote after further review later this month. The Chicago and Cook County Departments of Public Health have identified the first two confirmed cases of measles in the county this year. One case was an adult from suburban Cook County, and the other was an adult Chicago resident who traveled internationally through O'Hare Airport earlier this month. Both individuals have been isolated. The health departments are working together to identify anyone who could have potentially been exposed to the virus. Today's weather, it's going to rain and the high will be 66 degrees. Tonight, we're expecting a chance of rain and thunderstorms with a low of 47. Then tomorrow, there's a slight chance of rain and a high of 65. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.